Well, weeks after a ban on Iranian satellite channels, media outlets in Europe are under fire for remaining silent. European news networks are being criticized for failing to cover what's being seen in Iran as attempts to stifle free speech. And the Israeli CEO of satellite operator Eutelsat has recently stepped up pressure to take Iranian channels off the air. Now, the latest target was Iran's Arabic channel, Al Alam. Now, the company has already banned other Iranian channels, including Press TV. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has said efforts to silence Iranian media are doomed to fail. Well, I'd like to welcome activist Mimi Al-Laham out of Dubai. Thank you so much for being with us. Now, Ms. Al-Laham, let's look at what do you think is the main reason for what we're seeing is this censorship, this attack on freedom of speech and dealing with the Iranian media?
I think, you know, it's really across the board. Any media that is taking an anti-Syrian insurgent line in particular is getting harassed. Your journalist, Maya Nasser, was actually assassinated in Syria. And of course, there's too many journalists to mention that have experienced kidnapping and execution at the hands of the insurgents. In order to suppress their word of dissent against the insurgency. And even YouTube has been taking down many anti-Syrian channels that have been documenting the war crimes of the FSA in Syria, the FSA being the Syrian insurgents. I mean, I have a playlist of 60 videos that documented the war crimes, and 30 of those videos are now gone along with their channels, and this was within 6 months. Ironically, YouTube publicly apologized for mistakenly shutting down a pro-rebel channel and reinstated that channel being the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. So there's a clear double standard here.
Have you been given an explanation by YouTube why your videos have been taken down?
Well, for one thing, one of the videos taken down was accused of copyright infringement, but it was a video of a security mercenary firm, Aegis Sub, gunning down civilians in Iraq. Now, this Aegis Sub, which is similar to Blackwater, but the British version, claimed copyright on a video of themselves shooting civilians in Iraq, and YouTube accepted this as an excuse to take down the video and flag my channel. And this is one excuse. Another flag was given to me because I posted videos of war crimes conducted by the FSA, and they said that, you know, this is shocking, so they took it down. Even though their guidelines say you should not remove videos that document war crimes. So clearly, YouTube is taking part in covering up war crimes for mercenary firms such as Aegis Sub and for the Syrian insurgents.
Okay, I only have a minute. Left, Ms. Al-Laham, but I want to look at, in general, what do you think can be done with these attacks on freedom of speech? Because, as you said, for example, like YouTube, obviously, you're saying that they are taking these measures against you. So what other form can be used? We see for the Iranian TV, the satellite operators are taking off. So what is the answer in order to make sure that free speech is out there and that we can stop them from stopping the free speech?
Well, I just want to say that YouTube itself has admitted that it takes down videos upon request of governments internationally, in particular the US and the UK. So they admit that they censor videos. Now, what some people have been doing is that just pumping out videos many, many channels at a time. This is something that SyriaTube does. And in case one gets shut down, there'll be like hundreds to take its place. Another way is to set up your own website and put your own videos up there, as Press TV has done. And we need an alternative to YouTube. And there's a new one coming out called TrueTube. What we really need is something that isn't controlled. And that's a difficult feat, but I think that's what the world is needing.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Dubai. Activist Ms. Mimi Al-Laham.